Verse 22, what is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they'll hear that thou art come. Do therefore this, that we say to thee, we have four men which have a vow on them. Them take and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly and keepest the law. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we've written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, from blood, and from strangling, and from fornication. Now what they're saying to Paul, Paul, you are here in Jerusalem. There are thousands of believers, but they still follow these ordinances. None of them are becoming uncircumcised. You couldn't undo it. Therefore, you are a Jew. Now you want to win these Jews. Paul says, I sure do. And so he became as one of them. And the vow he took is actually not in the Word of God. I mean, it was never part of the law. It was something they added. But you see, now he's come to the church to bring a gift to the church in Jerusalem. And when he gets there, they not only listen to his report and rejoice in the way God has saved Gentiles, but they now say, look, Paul, look at the thousands of Jews here that are trusting Christ. They've turned to Christ. Now, we don't want to have a division among the Jews and Gentiles in the church. We want them to be one in the church. Now, you are a Jew. That's your background. It wouldn't hurt you to go with these four men who've made a vow. They've shaved their head, and they are going into the temple. Now, would you do that? Paul says, sure. And somebody says, you mean he'd do that? Of course he would. He said to the Jews, I became as a Jew. Paul didn't do this because it's commanded to do it. He did it because he wanted to win these people. That's the reason he's doing this. Now, will you notice then what actually took place at verse 27? And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple, and hath polluted this holy place. Now, as always, a mob gets its facts mixed up, and they thought that Paul had brought into the temple this man called Trophimus. And let me read verse 29, it's self-explanatory. For they had seen before with him in the city Trophimus, an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. Now, here is a very fine distinction we need to make. Now, when Paul, who was a Jew, brought up in that tradition, came to Jerusalem, he went into the temple. Now, Trophimus, he was an Ephesian, and apparently one of the converts of Paul. He was in Jerusalem. He wasn't going into the temple for any purpose at all. I mean, by that, this man had no reason to go through the ritual and under grace. If you wanted to, you could. If you didn't want to, you didn't have to. And that's grace. Now, Paul had taken this vow and this matter of fasting and then eating certain things. Paul was accustomed to that. Now, I know a great many Christians today that are faddists on diet. A diet won't commend you to God. But under grace, you can either eat it or not eat it. That's up to you, and that has to do maybe with your health, maybe with your physical condition, but has nothing to do with your relationship to God. Oh, if God's people could only learn that, it would, I think, make a difference. Now, here, they were ready to mob Paul. In fact, they intended to kill him.